Chapter 2. Tom Meets the Prince. The morning after his dream, Tom felt sad and hungry. He left his home and he walked and walked. Tom thought about princes and palaces. After a long time, he arrived at the Royal Palace in Westminster. It was very far from Offal Court. Tom was amazed. He thought the palace was beautiful. It was a large building, with lots of tall towers and big windows. Outside the palace gates, people from all over the country waited. Everybody wanted to see the royal family. Tom saw fine carriages with white horses go into the palace. Rich, important people were sitting in the carriages. They did not look at the poor, dirty people outside. Two strong guards stood at the gates to stop ordinary people from entering. Tom waited in his rags and looked through the gates. He was hoping to see the prince. He saw some servants walk into the palace. Then a young boy came out of the palace. He wore expensive clothes and a hat with purple feathers. He was carrying a sword. The servants all bowed. Tom knew the boy was the prince and was very happy. He heard the people shout, "Long live the prince!" Tom was lucky. This was a real prince, Prince Edward. Tom wanted to see the prince better. He ran to the palace gates, but a guard pulled him away.
"Go away, beggar boy!" shouted the guard.
Prince Edward heard the guard and felt sad for Tom.
"Don't do that!"
shouted the angry prince to the guard.
"He's only a boy. Let him in."
The gates opened and the pauper Tom Canty walked slowly into the royal palace.
"You look tired and hungry," said the prince. "You must eat."
The prince's servants were surprised and worried. Poor people did not eat in the palace.
"Bring this boy food and then leave us alone,"
the prince said to his servants. Soon, Tom was sitting in a beautiful dining room, eating beef and chicken with potatoes. At home, Tom was always hungry. He never dreamt he would eat nice food like this. Tom ate, and the prince watched him. The prince was very interested in Tom. For the first time in his life, he asked a pauper some questions.
"What's your name?"
he said.
"Tom Canty,"
said Tom quietly.
"Where do you live?"
asked the prince.
"In Offal Court, near London Bridge," replied Tom.
Tom was surprised that the prince was interested, but he was very happy to answer the prince's questions.
"Have you got a mother and father?"
continued the prince.
"Oh, yes. I've also got two sisters and a grandmother, but I don't like my grandmother." "Why don't you like your grandmother?" asked the prince.
Because she's a bad woman. She hits me,
answered Tom.
That's terrible, said the prince.
Tom saw that he was very angry.
I will send her to prison in the Tower of London,
he shouted.
But only important people go to prison in the Tower of London,
replied Tom.
Yes, that's true, said the prince. Is your father kind?
No, he hits me too, replied Tom.
I understand, said the prince. My father is sometimes angry. Does your mother hit you?
No, my mother and my sisters are very kind, said Tom.
I have got sisters too,
said the prince.
They are called Lady Elizabeth and Lady Mary. I have also got a cousin called Lady Jane Grey. Lady Elizabeth and Lady Jane are very nice, but Lady Mary is not. She gets very angry with her servants. Do your sisters get angry with their servants?
They haven't got any servants, replied Tom.
Then who helps them to get dressed?
Asked the prince.
We all get dressed ourselves, and we don't have many clothes, said Tom.
The prince did not understand. How could people get dressed themselves? A servant always helped him.
You can have one of my servants, he said. I will also give you and your sisters lots of new clothes. Do not thank me. It is nothing.
That is very kind of you, sir, said Tom.
You speak very well. Where do you go to school?
The prince went on.
I don't go to school, Tom said. A good man called Father Andrew taught me to read and write.
The prince smiled.
I have got a teacher as well, he said. Tell me about your home. Are you happy there?
Tom thought about Offal Court.
Yes, he said. Sometimes there are puppet shows and plays in the street. I play with my friends, and sometimes we hit each other with wooden swords for fun.
That sounds wonderful,
the prince said.
In summer, continued Tom, we go swimming in the river. We also dance, and we play in the mud.
Excellent,
replied the prince happily.
I'd really like to wear your clothes, see a puppet show, play with friends, and swim in the river. Sometimes I get very bored here.
Well, said Tom, I'd really like to dress like a prince.
Really?
Said the prince.
Well, we'll swap clothes. I'll wear your clothes and you can wear mine.
A few minutes later, Tom was wearing the prince's expensive clothes and the hat with purple feathers.
The prince was wearing Tom's dirty old rags.
"Look in the mirror,"
said the prince. Tom looked, and he was very surprised.
"We have got the same eyes,"
continued the prince.
"We have got the same hair. We have even got the same face."
It was true. The two boys looked exactly the same. They were like twins. But then the prince saw one small difference between them.
"You have got a bruise on your hand," he said to Tom.
Tom looked at his hand and saw a big black mark on it.
"How did you get it?"
asked the prince.
"That guard hurt me when he pushed me away from the palace gates," Tom said.
This made the prince very angry.
"I'm going to find that guard and shout at him," said the prince. "Before I go, I must put this thing in a safe place."
The prince had a beautiful gold object in his hand. The prince hid the gold object in a suit of armour. Then he quickly ran out of the room. He went to the palace gates.
"Who are you?"
asked the guard.
"I am the prince," he said.
The guard did not believe him because he was wearing rags.
"Don't be stupid,"
the guard shouted and opened the gate.
"You're only a beggar boy."
He pushed the prince out of the palace and onto the street. All the people on the street laughed at the prince.
"I am Prince Edward, the future King of England,"
the prince shouted, but everybody laughed. He was alone and outside the palace. Nobody believed he was the prince.